Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to Your Salary Podcast. Today is the Thursday edition. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo, yo.
And we'll talk a little bit more after the fact about God knows what. You never quite know what direction we're going to go. But first, listen to the Share Your Salary we had on today. Apartment Maintenance Supervisor Andrew.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we found out that licensed vet tech and practice manager Julie is making $60,000. A year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Andrew. He lives in Marysville. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. About yourself?
Fantastical. Hey, thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. You are a stud, my man.
Not a problem. Glad I could help.
Okay, Andrew is an apartment complex maintenance supervisor, by the way. Have we had one of these on before, Emily?
Yes.
Did you peep the salary on the salary spectrum?
I may have taken a gander.
Well, if you're going to do some research, you should share that research.
That research was...
Is it posted online?
Yeah.
SeattleWolf.com,
yes.
Open to all. Okay, we'll have time. After we get done asking you a minute's worth of questions, Andrew, we're going to gather our thoughts. That means we're going to go online, last maintenance supervisor made, before we pick our guesses. And then, after we're done with that, Andrew, you're going to share your salary. You are going to tell everybody how much money you make. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock to gather more intel. Emily, if you're ready, begin.
Were you hired or promoted into this job?
Promoted.
Do you fix things or do you supervise the fixing of things?
I fix things.
How many people are you supervising?
Myself at the moment.
Okay, so the title supervisor is a little misleading.
A little bit. I did have one tech at one time, but they're changing things up on me.
How long have you been doing this?
Maintenance stuff, I've been basically doing it since I was 13, so 18 years now.
Wow. So when you say they're changing things up on you, Andrew, they're basically getting rid of everybody else except for you and increasing your workload with no more pay.
To be determined.
How big is the complex you work at?
A little over 120 units. Wow.
How many keys do you got on your keychain right now?
Oh, gosh. A stack.
Are you on call on the weekends?
I'm on call 24/7.
Go ahead and wiggle your keychain for me again. Smack it on the table. Ooh, impressive. Nice.
Do you also have to order supplies?
I got to order supplies, yep.
Who makes the best tools?
DeWalt, Milwaukee.
Emily, that is all the time we have for Andrew in Marysville. Morning Wolf Pack, if you want to help us out, I rely on one of your guesses every single day. So put your name on it and where you live so I can give you some love on the radio for helping me out here. What do you think Andrew in Marysville is making every year as an apartment complex maintenance, air quote, supervisor? Go ahead and text that guess in right now to 46150. The cool part is we're going to play the song 3 minutes away from him telling you. He's going to share his salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Andrew. He lives in Marysville. He is an apartment complex maintenance supervisor. Emily, before we guess, what else did we just learn?
So he has been doing this for a long time, basically since he was 13, so for 18 years. He is a supervisor, but technically he's only supervising himself right now. He says the best tools are DeWalt, and he has so many keys that you can hear him bang on the table.
Boom! I love that! All right, I'm going to go with the text. Amanda in Bothell, thank you so much for taking the time. She is at $45,000, and I think that sounds about right. Poor guy, He works for a company where they're slicing and dicing heads all around him. He's the last man standing doing everybody's job. He should be supervising. I love you, Andrew. All right, Emily, over to you.
Because you've been doing this so long, you're on call 24-7, and there's over 120 units. I'm going to go 67.
And Slojo, bringing up the rear. And by the way, I forgot, because I have ADD, to go actually look at our last maintenance supervisor on the salary spectrum. So I'm sure that person made close to 67, Emily, if I'm not mistaken.
Close.
Okay. Slojo?
I have no strategy anymore. I'm tired of losing. I don't even care. 75.
Has it been a while since you had a win? Okay. Hey, I know what the drought feels like, bro. It is real. Okay, so our guess is not that it really matters. 45, 67, and 75. What really matters at the end of the combo here, Andrew, is how much you are actually making as an apartment complex maintenance supervisor in Marysville. It is time to share your salary, brother. What's the number?
62.5.
Ah! Emily's research pays off at the end of the day. Nice work. So, I know you can't say too much, and we don't want you to get into any trouble, but it sounds like, and sometimes this happens, the people that own the business or the company, the investors, they sort of whittle things down to try to save a buck here and there, and you could probably use a little help. Am I right about that?
It's a newer property, so they have faith I can do it, and they're talking numbers. It's just nothing's final yet.
Do you also live there and get a deal on your rent?
No, I don't. And I kind of like having the separation from work and home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's real smart. Are you happy with where you are working, or are you kind of keeping one eye open for another gig?
Oh, I'm happy where I'm at.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You think they'll get you a team sooner than later, or are you going to be the one-man band over there for a while?
We'll see how it plays out.
My apartment's pretty big, and we've only got one guy.
Yeah. Well, listen, Andrew, we really appreciate you calling in for sharing your salary. You're right in line with our last maintenance supervisor, so at least you know you're not getting anything grossly underpaid.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you're actually making more.
The other one made 72.
Okay, you're making a little less. So, Andrew, what we've learned from Share Your Salary is that you should go in and ask for about a $10,000 raise based on what somebody else is making.
We'll see how that battle goes.
Hey, they're not going to fire you, dude. All you do is ask. All they'll do is say no and maybe give you five.
You literally have all the keys.
Yep.
They can't get rid of you.
That's well true. Played, Emily.
I'm carrying all this weight on my hip.
Yeah. See, I got hip dysplasia thanks to you. All right, Andrew, we love you, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, you guys too. Take care.
So there you go, one of those guys who sounds like he's 12, but clearly a grown adult with a real job.
I did the math, actually. So he said he started when he was 13. He's been doing it for 18 years. So that makes him 21, right? So still pretty young.
What?
No, 30. That's like my math. Your math is usually better than that. No, he's in his 30s.
Yeah, wait.
13 plus 18?
Yeah. 31.
That would be like 13 plus 7?
God, I thought I had it figured out. I'm like, yeah, that's still pretty young. I forgot a decade.
No, it's not often that I'm correcting anybody else on their math, but in this case, hey, Em, will you do me a favor and pull down the shade behind you? I'm so not used to the sun out. I can't see you.
Aura.
I can just see a silhouette of a person. And honestly, that is the hardest thing for me. And if you've ever been in a meeting with somebody and you're in a building and they're sitting in front of a glass, whatever, a window, and it's bright. I can't see the person.
Yeah.
And if the person's somebody more important than I am, I don't feel like I can say anything about it.
Yeah.
I sit there blinded trying to figure out what their facial expressions are. So, no, Emily, I told you to pull the blind in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in this world, I don't feel like you're more important than I am. Now I was talking more about bosses and things.
Yeah.
So anyway, tomorrow, if you come back to us for Share Your Salary, should be really interesting. We have a female handyman.
Right.
Those were her words to describe her job. She didn't want to say handy woman. She said female handyman, and we'll find out why. And by the way, her name is Pepper, so I already like her.
Yeah.
That'll be happening tomorrow. What else is going on?
Well, you know, I've been doing my Chick-fil-A challenge.
Congrats. Day 47?
Oh, 6? I would have guessed 47, too.
46.
Oh.
I think we've already established it's not your day for numbers.
No.
Yes. But, you know, I become a lot more observant when I'm in there just to think of things to talk about. And I noticed yesterday, so when you go in and if you say you're taking it to go, they ask for your name so they can call your name whenever the food's ready. Well, I'm waiting there with these two girls and they're like, Julie. And Julie goes up and gets her food and comes back. And her friend's like, why'd you go, Julie? Like, you're not Julie. She's like, oh, I just give random names whenever people ask. Like, I think it's fun. Hmm. And I thought, you know, I've always given my name. Always given my real name. Like, and people do that all the time at restaurants or wherever. Have you ever just randomly given other names?
Never.
No.
Not only have I never done it, I think it's very odd.
Yeah.
I think it's really weird. I maybe is that
I mean, they do it at Starbucks. They do. I mean, think about how many places you give your name.
Yeah, I would, especially if I was like a habitual wrong name giver, and it sounds like this person was.
Yeah.
I would be afraid I would forget what name I gave them.
Totally.
You know.
Yeah.
Unless you stick with one every time, but then it still doesn't make it.
And isn't there something sort of comforting when they call your name? I mean, there's something sort of exciting. It's like when Amazon drops off a box. It's like, Matt. I'm like, yeah, Bob. Thanks, dude.
Well,
yeah.
I know you've had this problem because I do too. Because Matt and Joe are probably two of the most common names.
Emily is too.
Emily too. But I'm almost never in a place where there's not another Joe in there.
I think
what
Joe meant was our names are biblical.
That's true.
My name was the number one name for 10 years, too.
I don't think it's in the Bible. I don't think it's in the Bible.
I was thinking about when this would be practical, and it would be practical as a female if there's a guy in there you don't want to know your name.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Now, especially if you were to go to the same place and maybe there was a guy that worked there that was kind of stalking on your stuff.
Well.
But they could look at the credit card information.
Guys think they're clever when they do creepy crap like that. Like, hey, Emily, they think you're going to be impressed that you listen to somebody else say your name, but it's just creepy.
Okay, so even if I wanted to, and I know what it feels like to do kind of lame stuff from time to time, to feel like you're living on the edge, because my life is so not living on the edge as a parent and husband and a working guy, like it's so generic. However, I couldn't do it at the one place that I would want to. The only place I go where they call my name is Starbucks. And I pay with the app.
So your name pops up.
It pops up. So before I could even lie to them, they're like, okay, Matt, you get the same order you get every damn time, you boring son of a gun. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Plus, if you go
there all the time, you kind of want to know the people, you know?
Yeah.
You got all excited when Home Depot knew your name. I mean,
That was a big moment for me. Yeah. Like I said, I don't really live on the edge.
It does make me think, though, in times... Like, and this is maybe a thought that guys have never had, but as a female, I definitely have it. On your luggage with your name, I never put my first name, and I put my mom's phone number because I don't want a guy to see my luggage and get my information off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's just smart. And I think we've learned now in this day and age, like all the people, and you see this a lot with parents at school, they will have those little icons on the back, the little stickers on the back of their SUV that has like, all of the people that live in the home and all the names of the kids. And we have learned that that's like a perfect predator, like intel gathering situation. Like you don't want to give up that free information.
Right.
But same with some people. I was riding through like Ravensdale the other day and you could tell it was an old timer house. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is the home of the Cracker Barrels.
Man.
Bob, Jackie, Joni. Like they had it on a freaking sign. And all the guy would have to do is come knock on the door and be like, hey, is Jackie home?
Yeah.
Is your mom? I know her from church. Hostage.
It's crazy what happens this day and age. I actually have an interesting story if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah.
So you guys know who Pop Smoke is? He's a rapper. He just got murdered.
No. Oh, yeah, no.
He got murdered, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, like
last week? Yeah, it was really recently.
I like his cousin Pop Chips.
So anyway,
too soon, bro.
He's a Brooklyn. I'll be perfectly honest. I didn't know about him until I read about him getting killed. So he got somebody kicked in his door at his house, and after he was having a party or something like that, came in and shot him. So the reason, well, there's layers to this story, but the reason they knew where his house was is because he was like, some company had sent him a bunch of bags, like Gucci bags or something, as like a congrats on winning some award. And he was taking pictures of them, and his address was on one of the tags.
Ooh, rookie
it said
mistake.
His exact address. As far as the cops or anybody else knew, you know, they didn't know why anybody would, you know, see his address and be like, okay, let's go. Because they didn't rob him. They didn't take anything. They just came into his house and killed him. But it was because he Snapchatted some piece of, you know, some handbag or something that had his address on it. Now, another interesting layer to this that most people don't know, is a buddy of mine is friends with a guy, and I know some weird
shady
people. Some shady people. Is friends with a guy that runs a... He runs a high-end car leasing operation, and a lot of his clients are like rappers and dudes that like want to drive around in a Bentley but don't want to pay for it or can't afford to it. So he rents them out for certain periods of time. So this kid Pop Smoke rented a Bentley from him, and then basically he was living in LA, and that's where he got killed. And then disappeared with the Bentley, and it turned up in front of his mom's house in Brooklyn, which is where he's from. Long story short,
what?
That's a trip.
He got a bunch of weed fronted to him, like talking like 100 pounds or something, and then sent his buddies in this Bentley to New York, and his plan was to, you know, do whatever with the weed and then I guess keep the Bentley, but he got arrested.
So they drove the Bentley across the country?
Across the country.
Now,
and
isn't that a violation of your leasing contract in terms of miles?
Yeah, no. Well, this is
so pissed.
The cops, they my buddy's friend, who's the guy that owned the car, that leased him the car, they questioned him. They pulled him into the as a suspect in this kid's murder because they thought maybe his motive was like getting revenge for
any.
And the guy's like, dude, I got insurance on all these cars. He could steal it all he wants. It doesn't matter. Like, this is what I do. But he happened to know the other people that had given him all this weed that he took off with and apparently never paid for. And sounds like that's probably, those were the guys that saw his address and wanted their money and weren't going to get it. So
is that common knowledge that that's why he got killed?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow. No. That's a little, that's a so scoop,
man. I had a long conversation with a buddy of mine and learned all this yesterday.
How much does 100 pounds of weed go for?
100 pounds today? You're looking probably, I don't know, maybe $1,500 a pound today. Whereas like.
So that's what?
10, 12 years ago.
I got a calculator watch
like
right here
grand,
for this.
20 grand?
It's like 200 grand.
Oh, 200 grand.
Yeah.
So he basically stole 200 grand worth of weed and took it across
and a $350,000 car. So, but like 15 years ago, that would have been more like $5,000-$6,000 a pound.
Oh,
but it's a different. Yeah. We're legal everywhere now, so it's not the lucrative industry it was. Hmm. But this particular group of people, it was more about making a point,
right.
A statement. Don't steal from us,
man.
Yeah,
you know, in privacy too, it gets harder and harder. I know, just even. I don't know, less than a year ago maybe, but you know, you got to be careful too with what location services you have turned on your phone, because if you put a picture on Facebook, literally you can just click on the picture and you know exactly what the location is. So if you put your house on there, people will know. And you know, I could tell you that my wife's a little sensitive to that just because I'm on the radio.
Right.
And same reason we don't, if somebody calls in, if I'm talking about how hard crown molding is, and somebody calls in and say, hey, I listen to your show every day, I love the show, I'll come over and help you with your crown molding.
Yeah.
We don't hire that guy.
Yeah.
Even though I'm so grateful they listen and I'm sure they're good and their intentions are good. It's like, nah, you can't have the guy on the fan knowing where you live.
Yeah. What if you throw out some opinion someday and he happens to hate it and decides that's it for you?
Well, that's why you post things after you leave. If you want to put the location, like I always post it when I'm home. But another thing is you don't ever put your home address as your home address in your GPS. You always put it as like six houses down or whatever. Just get it close enough. This I actually got from a Criminal Minds. The guy was a valet, and he would look on their home GPS in their car and know their home.
Oh, yeah.
Know their home address. So, yeah. I always
that Criminal Minds is saving lives. I mean,
but, I mean, it's things you don't think about.
That's clever,
it's like,
yeah.
If you put it six houses down, they won't know exactly where you live, and it still helps you get home.
Yeah.
It's almost like the more technology and the smarter our life gets, the more we're giving away.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The more we have to make a deal with the devil to give up any privacy or any of that stuff.
Yep.
So. Wow, cool, man. That whole story about Snoop Dogg, that was amazing.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Pop chip, man.
Do you think he'll have to testify in court? Your friend's friend?
I don't think so, because there's no connection between, they determine that he's not a suspect because of the car.
That he gave them the names.
Well, he didn't.
Oh, but he just knows.
Yeah.
Couldn't he say
that's a client confidentiality? I can't give up. Could he do that? Or is that just
that's
not even? It's not even. Well,
more of a he doesn't want to die.
It's a couple circles of friends that intersect.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it was.
So wait, is that to say then that you have a friend or a friend or whatever that owns like 10 really beautiful $500,000 cars?
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
That's a tough business to crack into. You got to have some initial investment money.
That's and you're honing in on the initial. I mean, that's
the connection.
That's a good cash business to be in.
Good Lord, I can't even imagine. And I wonder what that costs to lease it versus what it costs to buy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a risky proposition, all of it.
Yeah, I know that the car in particular, that one that he stole, was worth, it was about $350,000 new. But there are other models that are, you know, between $500,000 and $1 million. I don't know what it would cost to rent that. But a lot of athletes and rap stars and stuff like this, like, they want to appear, like, that's a lot of money to just pay for a car that's worth half that, like, you know, 6 months later.
Yeah.
So they want to appear to have to be like these like super baller guys, but they'll just rent them.
Well, and this way you could appear to have six of them. Right. Because you just rent one for 6 weeks, take the picture, rent the next one for 6 weeks, take the picture, and you don't actually have a garage full of cars.
It's all for the gram.
Yeah, but I wonder, too, in terms of your friend, if that's hard because, you know, those guys all want the latest, the newest.
Right.
It's like, can you even have a car that's a year old and have it be something those guys want to lease? Because don't they want, like, the fresh, like, new model of everything?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know the, like, the backbone of the business model or whatever, but I'm sure that they go through inventory because, yeah, you're right. They're going to want new cars to be able to lease all the time.
Well, and then those not famous people that want these expensive cars, well, then you rent it after or buy it after a year, you're still getting it half the price. Yeah. Like, I could see
a lot of high-end used car dealerships, they are prior rentals. So they'll rent for like 6 months or a year, and then you're going to buy it basically last year's model for a way, way discounted price as somebody who's actually rich and can't afford it instead
like
of like
30,000 or less miles.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I wonder how many music videos those cars are rented for in LA.
Oh, tons.
All of them?
Yeah. It's like, where do we go to get, you know, we need a Bentley now.
That's a huge part of that industry.
That's pretty cool, actually.
For sure.
Can we get them on share of your salary?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think I'm going to do the PNW version, just get some Subarus.
There you go.
Just rent them out, the cars that everybody wants around here.
Just want to, like, take a picture the up at Mount Rainier.
The Kias, the Hyundais, all the model, for whatever reason, are so popular.
I don't think
here.
It quite has the Instagram appeal. That
it has the pop,
the,
huh? Okay, there goes that business. Mm. All right, listen, we're going to wrap it up. We love you guys. Come back tomorrow. Again, we have got female handyman Pepper joining us for Share Your Salary, and it's Friday, and it's all good. So we'll see you then.
Woo.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.